Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. Guys, you gotta have to start tweeting people. Get them in here. We have a huge show tonight. Hold back. No, guys. Just to let you know, no Big Brother people are gonna be calling in. It's gonna be people from the MTV Real World, people that are from Survivor and Amazing Race. We're gonna have people that are going to Vegas Bash. So it's gonna be an awesome show. I'm hoping everyone will kick back and listen to the show tonight. It's going to be fun, and we're going to have some kick-ass stuff. Also, remember, tonight, I kick off my journey to Vegas, so I need all the donations we can get tonight. So if you donate only $5, you can donate, and it will help me advertise or help me broadcast live. I got a new phone. $5, and also if you donate by midnight tonight, you will be able to get an autograph by midnight tonight if you donate. Second of all, Jeff and Jordan auctions going on. You can send me a message. We've got a bid of $100. Now we need you to, if you want the Jeff and Jordan shirt, please tell people to get their stuff in here. Tonight we're going to have a huge show. Paul, Zach, you guys are here. Let's get us going. And I want you guys to talk before I kick some songs off. Zach, you go first, and then Paul.
All right, how's everyone doing tonight? We're excited. We got lots of people calling in tonight to talk about Vegas, and I can't wait to talk to them all, and hopefully you're as excited as I am to hear from them and get ready for Vegas.
And I don't know if my Twitter seemed to be going out, but, we've got a great auction. We've got a whole bunch of guests, so I'll shut up and let's get going.
We don't have the guests going right now, Paul, but Paul, can you explain them to more about the auction while I get things going? And Mandy, call in now. Call in now.
If anybody has gone to Nikki's Live at the Studio at BB Hour when she's been auctioning off partners for her beer pong competition in Vegas, that's kind of what we're going to do tonight with the Jeff and Jordan autograph shirt. So when Ron says it's okay to start doing it, you can send him a private message via the chat room, or with your bid, or he'll have to explain how he wants to do it on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, if you call in and you want to call in and you want to make a serious bid, you can call in and bid. But, Mandy, whenever you get ready to call in, I want you to call in so you can be up here doing some interviews with us and talk to the people that are calling in, because you're going to be at the Vegas Bash too, and that's one thing I wanted to do today. Zach and me is going to be doing it. I got to keep my eyes on the switchboard. We don't have no callers 10 after, right, Zach? So we're okay.
Yeah, we are expecting some callers at 10 after, but no one until then.
Okay, so what we're going to do real quick, to get myself in order, so much going on tonight, I'm going to go ahead and put out a quick song. Jen, is Jen not in here? Where is my Jen? Jen just keeps on missing the beginning of the shows.
You have lots of songs you like to play for her. That's the deal, right?
No, she just always wants me to play some kind of Christian song.
Okay.
And I always, do the Christian song. So let's do this, because this is going out to my buddy Big John in the chat room.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. I've been there before. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then we'll all be as high as that ivory tower that you're never now.
Person right now, or they are a silent person. Well, if you want to bid, the best way to do it is to hit my name, hit private message, and send it me how much. Is that $100? It's going to go to that person that is bidding $100. So if you want to outbid them, you can outbid them at over $100. So take, you know, if you have somebody, you got to pay by right after the show, because I'm going to be going and I need the money in before I can get it into my PayPal account. So, and tomorrow night there will be a show. And let me bring up Mandy. Mandy's going to be here. Paul, if you guys want to, Paul, you're in the chat room, right?
Yes.
Well, if you want to message to Paul, Paul would be the best one maybe to message. Let's go ahead and let him message you too. Because, and then you just chime in, because Paul ain't going to really be doing much interviewing. It's going to be me and Zach. And Mandy, you're with me now. I want you to hear, because I know you're going to be at Vegas, so we're going to be, if you want to ask, we're going to be talking to the people. The first person that's coming up is, Zach, it's Brandon, right? Brandon.
We should have both get... and Cara Maria calling in anytime now.
Yeah, I'm looking for their numbers. Make sure if you are on hold and you want to talk to the host, push the 1, because I'm not going to pick you up unless you push the 1. So, we are still waiting for calls. Right now I'm freaking stressing. I still got to get my laundry out of the dryer and throw it in the bag. I'm a guy, so, you know, last minute thing about packing. So, you know, and people have been, you know, I've been talking and stuff, and and everything. But, yeah, I wish you would have gave his last name. What is his last name, Zach?
Brandon, his last name is Nelson.
Okay. So, I mean,
and Connery's last name is Sorbello.
And, you know what? We got Brandon's on the line right now. Let's bring him up. He's going to be joining us live on the Vegas Bash 2010. And are you ready to go to Vegas and party with us in Vegas, Brandon?
Yeah, well, definitely. A better question might be is are y'all ready for me to come and party with y'all? Because I think my definition of partying might be a little bit different. I've been to Vegas a couple of times, and I fell in love both times because nothing ever closes, and I keep going. So I'm very
you know what?
About it.
I have a heart issue, but you know what? I'm going to say fuck it and just party like a rock star when I'm there in Vegas, because this is the first time going to Vegas. Yes, this is my first time. I'm a virgin from Vegas, but I am so ready. And Saturday night, what more can you ask for but an open bar?
I know. Like, I'm the funny thing about it is I'm like, okay, I've spent so much money going out myself, and it's like pretty much I'm being invited to go somewhere, and y'all are going to take care of me drinking. It's like, I don't really even know if y'all know what y'all are getting into, because I will kill myself to drink everything that's drinkable. I don't even know if that's a word, but I made it a word.
So you and Michelle Costa can have, like, this alcohol party to see who can drink the most.
Hey, Brandon?
Yo.
Some people in the chat might be unfamiliar, but they're what show are you on?
I think I'm breaking up. Somebody's trying to talk to me, but I can't hear him.
He was asking what show you were on for people that were unfamiliar with you.
Oh, well, you want me to, like, give him like my whole exposition, my whole background or whatever?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, well, my name is Brandon Drake Nelson. I am from Jacksonville, Arkansas. I had the distinct pleasure of being cast for it was the Real World Road Rules Challenge Fresh Meat 2. But since then, once it was aired, the first year it was aired as the challenge period, Fresh Meat 2, because Road Rules has been, you know, in the dumps for a minute. Like, it hasn't been a Road Rules show for I don't know how long. But actually, I was supposed to be cast for the Real World Cancun. I made it to the finals to be on that, but for whatever reason, they didn't think that I would make that cast exciting, which I kind of have a chip on my shoulder about that. I think they were, like, slightly wrong on that. No, I'm just playing. But I kind of am serious about it because, I mean, they cast CJ. And, yeah, he was on Fresh Meat with me. I don't know if anybody knows that, but because he really wasn't a main character. Not because he's not a good guy, just because he's very quiet and he plays the background. So, you know, but I mean, much love to CJ. I hope he's trying to do his whole NFL punting, kicking thing or whatever. So I don't hate anybody. I'm just saying, but God bless. I got the call back to do Fresh Meat 2. When did that? Wasn't very successful because I had a horrible, partner, a person that was born a man. Believe she was supposed to be a woman. Went to Thailand, got her penis cut off and changed into a vagina. I don't hate that, but at the same time, it's kind of weird. I never saw it. I think most of the girls in the cast of Fresh Meat 2 saw it, and Kenny kept trying to get me to look at it, and I was like, nah, I'm good. So she pretty much killed me on that whole situation. And if anybody that is worth anything that's listening, please stop emailing me and please stop Facebooking me with the whole, why did you get eliminated for drinking a beer the morning of your exile on Fresh Meat 2? They act like they didn't see my partner with them big-ass crutches on the side of a mountain. Like, there was no way that we were going to go up that fucking mountain with her on crutches, and I wasn't going to carry her. She was taller than me. She was born a man. I'm not going to carry another dude up a fucking mountain. But she, at the same time, you know, I'd never seen anything bad about it. I mean, you know, you don't get to really know anybody in 2.5 weeks, but at the same time, it's like, I didn't get us eliminated. She did. She faked the whole little injury. I'll put it out there. Her pride was hurting more than her knee was actually hurt. So I'm going to get that out there. Hopefully I get to do a reunion show or something, because I get an email every day about how horrible I am for one of her people, her legion of followers. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, really? Why? First and foremost, why do you like her? Secondly, why are you questioning me? So.
Are you still, do you still have a lot of people that know you from the show? And do you, what have you done since the show? Have you done anything?
I mean, it's funny, like, nobody, like, at home, like, here in Arkansas, like, nobody that's over the age of 16 really knows me from the show. Every now and then I'll get somebody that's like, oh, yeah, you that one guy. Show. I'm like, yeah, I still got like a sore thumb. I was like the only black guy on the show outside of Darrell. Darrell went home the first week. I love him to death too, and he's a good guy. But it's like, okay, I can't be a celebrity here. Nobody will let me be a celebrity here. They keep me grounded, whether it's good or bad. Nobody cares. But since Fresh Meat, I've just been, you know, it's been working. I mean, nothing's really changed. People would be like, okay, that's cool. Yeah, I saw you on TV. And can you go take this plate to this table? So nothing's really changed at all. But, I mean, it was a great experience. I loved it. I wouldn't change anything for it. But at the same time, nothing's really changed in my life. This next show that I did, though, Cutthroat, I think once it airs, I'll get hopefully a different look. I didn't really get to do anything on this last show. So,
you know when it's going to air yet?
Say what?
He asked, do you know when it's going to air? When is it going to start airing?
October 6th. Yeah, October the 6th is when Cutthroat airs. And it's going to be a really good look.
That's going to be awesome. The one thing we wanted, like I said, the one reason we're doing this is to kind of, you know, give people that have never heard of maybe the shows and the people that maybe is for the first time listening to the show, you know, and that it's going into Vegas, kind of give you a little update of who you are, what's going on. And do you watch – here's my question for you. This is the last question before I let you go. Do you watch other reality shows? And is there anybody that's like – do you watch Big Brother, Amazing Race, the Survivor people that are going to be there too? Is that something you're looking forward to doing too yourself?
Oh, definitely. But definitely. Like, and I think it's – I might get kind of like, you know, shit on just because one of the guys I'm really looking forward to meeting is Johnny Fairplay. I really...
Oh, no, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I mean, I what he did was awesome to me. Like, it's like, man, it's like, it's a show. It's a game of strategy. If you can't really just win it with like, you know, your physical prowess, you know, you got to go intel. You got to go recon. So do your thing. And he did that with my grandma died and the whole nine, and he did his thing, and everybody knows him because of that, and he's pretty much built a career off of that, and I'm not mad at him at all, you know, get your money. So I really look forward to meeting him, but, like, really after that, like, to be totally honest, not because I'm knocking Big Brother or Survivor, it's just that I have to work, so I don't have the luxury, because usually I'm working when that's on. And I have the luxury of having DVR. But I mean, I know some of the people. Though. I don't know like the whatever they're doing or like the storyline or whatever. But I if I see somebody, I will recognize them without a doubt.
Okay.
And, like, I really just feel very fortunate. Like there, like in a million years, I never would have felt like I'd have been in the position to be even talked in the same category, the same paragraph, the same people that I'm going to be hanging out with this next week. So I'm really just, you know, I'm just eating it all up as much as I can. I'm really appreciative. So.
Well, I'm going to move to our next guest. We got, like you said, we're going to bring him, and we can't wait to meet you in Vegas. I'm actually heading off in like 2 hours. I have to take a bus. I have a heart condition, so I'm going to be driving a bus. I'm not going to drive a bus. I'm going to ride a bus, and it's going to take me 2 days. So I'm getting out there Wednesday to be able to watch Big Brother with some of my friends out there and Survivor. So we thank you for calling in, and we can't wait to meet you. And we'll have a longer interview because I'm going to be doing the red carpet live, you know, Saturday night, and I'll be at the meet and greet, and we have time, and we'll sit down and you maybe do a big interview with a bunch of you guys that have been on MTV shows, and it'll be fun. I can't wait. Drink some beers, drink some stuff with you, and Zach, you want to say goodbye, Mandy?
Brandon, I'll let Zach.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say thanks for calling in, Brandon. You're an awesome guy, and I can't wait to meet you in Vegas.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored for y'all to have me.
Brandon, this is Mandy, and I will see you Saturday night, and I am ready to drink just as much as you are.
Oh, don't you worry. I don't know if you're ready to drink as much as I am, but we can definitely give it a shot. And once you pass out, we'll drag you over to a corner, and I'll bring up another contestant.
Oh, that sounds like a plan.
Oh, man, guys. Sounds good.
All right, well, thank you, guys. I really do appreciate
thank you.
It.
No, appreciate
thank you,
it.
Thank you, and we'll
I can't
see you
like
in a couple
that.
Of days.
Yep. Yes, ma'am. I can't wait to get there. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, and we're going to go to our next caller. We did have Carly. Is it Kara? It's Kara, right?
Kara Maria.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Yao Man first, though, Zach, because I think they both are there. Let's bring them both up. Let's I hate to cross paths with these two. Yao Man, welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Thank you.
Sorry we're running a couple minutes late on the
no
time
problem.
That we told you. We're kind of highlighting the party that's going to happen. Are you excited to go to Vegas? Most of us that are listening to our show know who you are. We know you're from Survivor and everything. Are you excited as I am to go to Vegas?
Yes, very much so. This is the first time. For some reason, they didn't invite me last year. I'm looking forward to meeting all the other people, the reality stars and so on, that many of whom I have not met before. So it will be a first for me. I'll try and behave myself and not be too rowdy. That will destroy my whole image of being a nice guy.
You know what? You know, I'm the same way. I'm the first time meeting. This is the first time ever going to anything like this. And people are going to think, you know, here comes this nice guy that does this radio show. He's really sweet. I hope I don't tarnish my image with, you know, being too rowdy, you know what I mean? We do have Zach and Mandy up on the phone. We have Zach and Mandy up. Mandy, you want to say hey to Yao Man?
Hi, Yao Man. I'm very excited that you will be joining us this year in Vegas. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Thank you, Mandy. I'm looking forward to it, too.
Hey, Yao, this is Zach. I just want to thank you for taking my message and being able to call in and help us tonight.
Did you hear him?
No, I didn't hear that.
Zach, you're going to have to speak up just a little bit more, I told you, buddy.
I just wanted to thank you, Yao Man, for calling in and helping with us tonight.
Oh, well, welcome. There's nothing better to do, and I'm glad to be able to talk to you and spend some time with you guys to get to know, hopefully, you know, at least get to know somebody before I get there.
Yeah, and that's one reason we're doing this show. It's kind of like a pre-lib show, you know, trying to, I don't know if you probably heard me, I'm about ready to take off on my bus myself, and just, you know, it's, you know, I'm excited to get there myself, and I wanted to kind of highlight each show. Tomorrow night we're going to do Big Brother by itself. I think if I remember this correctly, now do you watch Big Brother? I can't remember. I talked to you on Nikki's show, the BB Hour, but do you?
Not really. I may like watch the finale just to know what happened, but I don't really follow the show. The only other show I follow, reality show, is The Amazing Race. So yeah, Big Brother, I just, you know, find out what happened in the finale. And that's about it.
Would you ever consider going an Amazing Race?
Yes, it would be fun. I should give it a try sometime.
That's the one I would like to go on myself.
It's,
Survivor,
so much,
not cut out for Survivor.
Yeah. Amazing Race, you actually get food, right, and sleep in hotels. That's a good thing.
Yes.
You know, the cool thing about, Yaman, the thing that I'm looking forward to is to see the interactive with the other shows. You know, you and the Amazing Race and the Survivor and then the Big Brother people. But my question, I do have a question about Survivor. And I'm actually watching the Dallas Cowboys and the Redskins right now.
I want to know
how well do you think Jimmy Johnson is going to do on Survivor as a coach from football?
Well, he should do well given the theme of this season, right? It's sort of the old guys versus the young and the beautiful versus the old fogies. So I think he would have some respect from the older people. But on the other hand, I don't know if he actually told people who they have. Well, I guess it's so recognizable, it's not possible to hide who you are, right? So the advantage is that he will have some respect. But on the other hand, everybody will think, hey, he's got his million at least. You know, why have him hang around to win another $1 million, right?
Right, and that's one thing I'm thinking too is like people think, you know, why is he needing that much money himself?
He's already got fame and fortune, so it's not, you know, and the other people are unknown. Some of them are probably on the show hoping to make it in show business or hoping to get their face on TV. Well, you know, Jimmy Johnson's got everything, so. But on the other hand, I think, you know, if he gets respect from his tribe, they would, you know, let him hang around. And he certainly, being a coach and all that, you know, as someone who can be very supportive of the team, who certainly knows strategy. So he would have that advantage.
Mandy, do you have anything you want to, you know, touch base with him before we get to Vegas and everything?
I'm just looking at the chat room right now, and we've got everybody saying that he rocks, and they're looking forward to meeting him, and he's one of their favorites.
Thank you.
Zach, what about you, bud? You got anything?
I just want to thank Dalman again, and you know, I'm really excited to meet him. He's my favorite in Fiji. I know he's my grandma's, too, so he's definitely an idol of ours.
Hey, and Paul, I know you're on the line with us, monitoring the chat room and doing other stuff. And I know, but I know you would want to say hey to Yama because I know he's one of your favorite. But
hi, Yaman. I also was talking with you when you were on Nikki's show and asked you a lot of questions about what you were doing, et cetera. Are you looking forward to seeing some of your former Fiji people there?
Very much so. There are a couple of people I have not run into for a while, so like Earl and so on. You know, I understand quite a number of Fiji people will be there. Seems like every other event I go to, the only other Fiji person I run into is Rita, Miss Venezuela, lip gloss Rita, right? So haven't seen a lot of the other Fiji people, so it would be great fun for me too.
Well, you have a great time, and don't let all those young people get you in trouble.
All right. I'll try not to. I have a reputation, you know. Whatever's left.
A reputation. Yeah, you know what? I understand. And that's why Paul, I don't think, is coming too, because he has a reputation to everything. But, yeah, man, I'm going to let you go because I'm planning on, like I said, I'm gonna have a total interview time with you probably when we're in Vegas, and we'll go in more in depth there. Tonight, I kind of want to just highlight, you know, what they're missing. You know, what are they missing if they don't come to Vegas? You know, and I'm so excited to meet you. Actually, you are one of the few that is coming from the Survivor part of the cast that I am totally looking for. You and Jerry and Coach, you three have really got, I mean, I know there's probably other ones I'm forgetting, but I'm looking forward to sitting down and just we'll talk to you in Vegas. Everyone wants to say hey to them and say goodnight. And we'll see you in a couple days.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And we'll see you in Vegas.
See you. Bye.
Okay. Let me do this. Okay, that's young man. I forgot to say hello. Oh, shit. I was going to say, yeah, man, if you're still listening, my other co-host wanted to say hey to you, and I totally forgot to say that to her. So, Paul, do we have any bids, or are we still at just the $100? This is the time I wanted to advertise again.
Nothing sent to me yet. You saw in the chat, perhaps, that I just reminded people again, but no.
Yeah, I mean... And like I was saying, I wanted to make sure you know, if you can donate, if you want to donate $5, $5 even will help me out to get one day of shows, you know. So, and Christina, I'm going to pick her up and yell at her right now. We're going to do this. She's in the chat room. Christina, is that you, 706? 716, right?
Hello?
Good. No, wait. May I ask who's calling? 716.
This is Brian from Buffalo calling.
Hey, Brian. We're not really taking calls tonight. Because we're doing a show for Vegas, but I'll keep you guys... I'm going to put you on mute, okay?
714.
I'm sorry.
714 would be Christina.
Call talk while I...
Did we lose John?
No, I'm here. I told Paul or somebody to talk for a second because I'm trying to.
Oh, I missed that. I just wanted to remind him that it would be 714 if you're looking for Christina.
Okay,
is all.
So, hey, but guys, the reason Christina is not co-hosting tonight, and she's in the chat room, and she's blah 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 and in the chat room. That's the reason I'm calling her out a little bit. She's doing the job tomorrow night for me and everything, and everything, so I'm just, and people, I'm so stressed, I'm so much stuff still to do, so if I'm sounding a little aggressive tonight, I am so sorry. It's just, you know, you guys, I still have a lot of stuff to do, and you guys, you know, so I just wanted to let people know, and everything. But we're waiting for Jody. Jody's going to be calling in any minute now. And like I said, we're not going to take live calls tonight from the show because we have so much other things and going on.
I just want to say real quick, just in case Jody is on the line and she hasn't heard, you know, Jody, if you're there, be sure to press 1 for Ron. He's waiting for...
Right now, we just have a 281, so we're okay. I got her number. Watch.
Hey, Zach.
Yeah, I'm trying to fit so much into the show too, guys. So you guys. I still want to. So, Paul, can you please announce about the donation stuff? Well, I take a breath, like Bama's telling me to do. Can you please address the...
Listen to the moms in there. They take good care of us guys. Anyway, a couple of things going on if you're just getting on. There is a Jeff and Jordan autographed shirt that is up for auction tonight, and the current bid is at $100. There will be many items that will be coming back with Ron, you know, autographs and whatever from Vegas Bash. And by putting a donation in, you can get in on a raffle, so to speak, while you're coming back. And any donations right now ahead of time for the trip really help keep this show coming on and keep us fans happy and hearing from all our favorites. And I'm curious, on another subject, Zach, you mentioned a Jody coming on. Can you tell me, for somebody that doesn't know who she is?
Jody was on The Amazing Race. I believe it was season 14 with her teammate, and they are both flight attendants. They got seventh place, and they were definitely fan favorites on their seasons. I remember I loved them. Everyone else loved them.
Oh, I did too. And I want to pick this number up, even though this ain't a number that is you've told me to look for. I mean, so I'm going to go ahead and pick it up, okay?
Just make sure, yeah.
Yeah, 281.
Hello?
Name one, where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Jody.
Yay!
Oh, you know, my producer gave me the...
The old number? Yeah, I called in on that one, too, just in case, because I'm like, I hear you guys talking about me, but I'm in the line, and I don't know how to get through.
Okay. Yeah. No, you know what he did? Oh, I know what he did. No, that's not it. Sorry. Anyway.
No big deal.
I
just called from my home phone, just so I'd have a good, clear connection.
I got you. It's a stressful night for me, because you know what I'm about ready to do?
What? Take a beer.
No, I wish. I wish I had some. That's what I need. That I can't wait to get to it, to Vegas. But I'm about ready. 10, 11, 13, 12. In 3 hours, I'm on a bus going 2 days to Vegas.
Oh. It's
so
a lot
I'm
easier just
to
jump on a plane, you know.
Yeah, but when you have a heart condition that could kill me, I think I'd rather live, don't you?
Yeah, and as a flight attendant, I'd rather you weren't on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, as a flight attendant, yes, as a flight attendant, let me ask, and people keep on asking me, why ain't I flying? I mean, isn't it true that, you know, with the compression, I have a closure in the heart that is, you know, it's closing. Wouldn't the compression of the flight, is that one reason I probably wouldn't be wise? You would have probably had to give me mouth to mouth if the stress came too much. And because I'm a stressed person, you know, I'm a stressful person in the first place. I bet that wouldn't help me. And I've never flew in my life. So you wouldn't really want me on that plane.
Yeah, that would be like, I mean, I haven't ever heard of that before. I guess that's a pure cardiologist, but...
No, that's what they've told me. They told me I can't fly.
Okay, well then, yeah, don't do it, because it'll just freak us all out, and there's a whole lot of paperwork.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why you probably don't, but are you ready to go to Vegas, though? I mean,
I'm super excited. I am, yeah, it's going to be great.
And I know you're a Big Brother fan.
I am. I've got one guy on there right now. I don't know if you knew that. I've kind of gone into the casting side since I've done Amazing Race, and Hayden was a guy that I met actually on a Southwest flight.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah, and that's how he got cast.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. And,
yeah,
so
of course, rooting for Hayden all the way.
What? You're rooting for Hayden?
Absolutely.
Right on.
Yeah, I think he's got a good chance. So
you've been watching the whole show. You know who's in the final three. Here's my question for you. Do you believe if Wayne wins the final competition that he will take Hayden or Enzo?
I don't know. I hope he'll take Hayden. I know they're talking about living together after the show. Apparently, I talked to Hayden's mom quite a bit, and she has also talked to Lane's mom, and Lane's mom swears that Lane will take Hayden. But I don't know. I mean, I think Hayden can beat them both if he's in the final two, but I think he has to get to the final two to be able to beat them.
I think he's going to win hands down.
Well, he's done better at the competition so far, but you never know.
Hey, I've got a quick question, and I'm not supposed to be piping in, but sometimes I just help myself.
No, you can.
Jody. Do you know from last year's Big Brother, you know Kevin?
Kevin.
Kevin was in the final three, and Kevin was in San Diego, the gay guy.
Okay, yeah, I kind of remember him.
Kevin said that he might be carpooling it up to Vegas with Megan and Shane. Do you know, are they planning on coming?
I know Megan and Shane. I don't know. Did you look at the guest list?
I hadn't seen
they
them on.
They haven't been added yet.
That they've added them yet, but that's why I asked if you had some inside info being an Amazing Race alum.
Well, I, you know what? I know they're good friends. I was looking at this list, and they're definitely invited on it. And I know that they're good friends with Mertz. And so
Mertz is going to be there. And,
yeah,
and
so it's a pretty good possibility that they would be there. It's not that far from San Diego, so why not?
I agree.
Yeah, me and Mertz got something to talk about, actually. He keeps on saying that he hasn't been on my show yet. I'm sorry, but you know what? When he invites me to be on his show, maybe we can work a deal out. I mean, because that's what I've kind of done, you know. I mean, I can't wait. I do want to ask one person. I can't wait to really sit down and do a real full interview. I'm going to be on the red carpet. The Red Reality Show is going to be all over that event. You've hung out with one of my old co-hosts. She doesn't co-host with me right now because she just had a little baby. But do you still stay in touch with April from Big Brother 10?
You know what? I adore her. I haven't seen her because of the baby. Last thing I think I saw her was in L.A. at one of these events. But I haven't really kept in contact with her outside of the show. I would love to, but the baby's sure cute.
Yes. I've been wanting to have you on the show. So you are one of the few people, you know, that is going to Vegas. I am looking forward to meeting and everything.
Oh, cool.
Hey, and Jody, here I am again. We have some people that are going to Vegas in the chat room right now who say that this is their first time flying and they're terrified. Maybe you can help soothe their fears.
Yes, and flying is so much safer than being in a car. It's just the easiest thing ever. I've done it 15 years and never had an incident. I mean, Southwest is about as safe as you can get. So, I mean, I'd say fly them. But, it's a piece of cake. Just sit back, relax, have a drink, and you'll be there before you know it.
And let me pipe in because my whole career I was in air traffic control. And let me tell you, the safest way to transportation that there is out there, let me tell you. They're very careful. They always avoid severe weather. They get all the good reports ahead of time. And really just – and I sat in the cockpit on jump rides and watched from there, and it is – there's nothing to worry about, really.
Oh, and going in and out of Vegas, it is going to be a little bumpy. And it's absolutely normal.
That's correct.
There, this time of year,
a little bit
it's
of
hot,
turbulence
mountains
caused by heat in the mountains, you know, the high terrain and that type of thing. But it really is nothing to fear.
Nope. Everyone's
my two cents is I have been flying alone since I was 5 years old, and so now that I'm 35, and never have ever had any emergency landing, any issues. So that's 30 years right there.
And as for me, I never flew in my life. I never flew in my life, and I probably won't be able to fly because until I get my heart taken care of and everything's A-okay. And I'm not scared and everything, but
nothing to be scared about.
But when I asked the doctor, he told me I better not this time. So the bus will be just fine. I'll keep my feet on the ground.
And
I can't wait because I get to go see Denver. I'm looking forward to Denver and everything. So I'm kind of really looking forward. But, Jody, I'm going to let you go. And we'll see you in Vegas. And I can't wait to really sit down and have an actual, you know, one-on-one. Or I'd like to do one-on-one interview maybe one time, you know, maybe for an hour. Maybe when we're in there, or at least schedule one for when we come back. I want to go in depth with Amazing Race talk, you know. And,
okay.
and stuff. And with Amazing Race starting, I bet it would be a great – I hope to get a few of you guys, you know, maybe together, and we talk a little Amazing Race. And there's going to be so much fun, and I can't wait to meet you. And Paul and Mandy – or not Paul and Mandy, Zach and Mandy, you want to say goodnight or goodbye to, because you're going to be there with us?
Go ahead, Zach.
All right, well, I just want to thank Jody for calling in and taking this time with us, and I can't wait to meet you in Vegas.
Looking forward to it. Good time.
And the same thing. Thank you very much for calling in, and I also am looking forward to meeting you in Vegas.
All right. I'll see
now,
you guys later.
Before we hang up on you, I got one question.
Okay.
What is your drink, and are you ready for the open bar too?
I'm a vodka press, and everybody says
so. I'll buy you one on Saturday night.
Deal. I'll take it.
It's free, though. I mean, so I've been using that joke all day. I mean,
yeah.
So it's cool.
Hey, free is good, but there's probably a long line, so maybe you can wait in it.
Okay, that would work.
Okay. You know these reality people. The line will be out the door.
Oh, yeah. That's why I want to just say Michelle Kostick, you know, she's my co-host on Monday nights. I'm going to tell her to just, like, push her way. Now, are you going to beer? I do have to ask this since my other caller is not ready up on the line yet.
Mm-hmm.
Are you staying for Sunday?
I am.
For the beer pong tournament?
Yeah, I don't know about playing beer pong, but I mean,
but you're going to be there. So you're going to be there, right, for beer pong?
Yeah, I'm for
sure going to
be there.
I totally haven't talked about the beer pong thing yet.
Okay.
So you get ready. You better bring some good glasses because you're going to see the uni twins in action. I have to wear a unitard like Michelle.
Wow.
Because somebody in the chat room bought me the gift of playing with Michelle Costa. So I better wear a uni.
There you go.
So,
that's something.
That's going to be just a vision of its own because I'm 6'3 and 300 pounds.
Well, my battery is charged on the camera, so I'm ready to go.
My camera is...
I've
already said...
I'm sorry, what?
No, I was going to ask Jody if she was planning on hopping on the back of the Harleys for the parade to Hogs and Heifers.
You know, I totally do that if I've got, like, a straight driver, you know. I don't want to jump on the back of somebody that's been drinking, but, hey, I'm all for it.
Well, we'll see you in Vegas.
All right, see you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to bring up our next callers, and they're from the NTV, I believe it's all the Real World people. I lose track of...
Emily is from Real World, and Connor Maria is from Fresh Meat, too.
Okay, give me a second. My thing is jumping on me. So, Zach, introduce them and take over for a second. And, hey,
all right,
Carly, I want to start with you first. Carly Marie, I'm so sorry I didn't pick you up right away. But
it's
you
okay. You can start by getting my name right, though. It's Cara, not Carly.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Cara Maria.
Cara Maria.
Cara Maria. I'm very bad with
names. Cara Maria.
You know what?
I got to correct people a million times. Okay.
I was just going to say, look at my last name, and this is why I go by Ron Rad, because my last name is Rakowitz, so I'm used to chopped names. So, but, Zach, I'm going to let you introduce them while I do things on this computer.
All right, well, we have both Cara Maria, who is on Fresh Meat, too, partnered up with Durrell, who's one of my favorites, as well as Emily from Real World Cancun.
Hello.
Hi.
Next month on Cutthroat.
You've got our Boston girls on the line.
Yeah, I noticed you both have the same area code. And
I'm so excited that Cara Marie's on the line, too. She's one of my favorites.
What's up, Emily?
Was that just Jen that was on the phone?
No,
that's
that was
Jody from Amazing Race.
It was, oh, okay. It sounded like Jen for a minute.
Hey, guys.
We haven't had Jen on the show yet. We'll definitely have to get her, though. She's one of my favorites as well.
One of mine as well.
Are you guys ready to go to Vegas and party?
Duh.
No, not at all. I hate Vegas.
But you know what? I want you to say hey to the person that is bringing this thing on to us, okay? Because she's on the line with me right now, and we're going to bring her up. Nikki, you there?
Hello.
I love Nikki. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. Hello.
So excited. It's Emily from Cancun, and then Cara Maria.
Oh, hey.
Sorry, I'm at, like, outside of a bar right now. Actually, Cara Maria used to work at this bar in Boston.
Oh, you're in Boston.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Free drinking for Vegas?
Yeah. I'm prepping myself. I'm building up my tolerance.
There we go.
I really need one right now. Can you order a double shot for me of anything? I don't care what it is.
How about Patron? Patron, can you hang in?
I really don't give a care. I'm about ready to get on a bus in like 2 hours. To go to Vegas because I can't fly because of my my health issues and everything. So I'm going to be riding a bus. It's okay. I'm enjoying it because I want to get there safe anyways, and I'm not into this whole flying thing. But anyways, we have Nikki with us.
Yeah.
But I want you, before anything, will you guys, both you guys, one at a time, just like introduce yourself and kind of give a quick bio for the people that are listening. And tell us, you know, more about you guys. There's people that maybe are listening. One reason I'm doing the show is because there's lots of people that maybe don't watch the MTV shows that are coming to Vegas. And I wanted to kind of give a little sneak peek of what you guys did on the shows.
Okay, so, I'll let Cara Maria go first. She's always got funny things to say.
I'm actually cooking while I'm doing this. I'm preparing a nice Italian dinner, so I'm multitasking.
That's okay. I'm feeding the cats. We're all good.
And I'm about ready to make a lasagna.
Huh?
I'm about ready to make a lasagna. So.
I'm making pasta, roasted peppers. I got a little bit of everything going right now. okay. I'm Cara Maria. You know me from, well, maybe you don't because I was on, like, one episode. You probably don't. Fresh meat.
But you're about to.
Girls. What? Oh, yeah.
You're about to.
You are in for one hell of a season coming up. I'm actually on Cutthroat, which is coming out October 6th. I heard you guys talking to Brandon, who is my homeboy.
We love Brandon.
So, basically, what I have been on, though, is Fresh Meat 2. I had a short stint, had to roll as a partner. I was basically, like, the strongest girl in the combines, which was pre-testing. And then I ended up failing out when it came to my brain. So puzzles kind of aren't my thing. So I got called back. I got a second chance. And you guys are – it's going to be a great season.
Intense, very intense.
I lasted more than one episode this time, perhaps two.
That's awesome.
Woohoo! Good for you.
And this season is not, Cutthroat is not about puzzles this time. So.
Thank God. This was my challenge this time. There was no puzzles involved.
Yeah, thanks, Harmony. I heard you might have also found true love.
there is some romance. You will see some
a bad romance, Lady Gaga style.
There's yes, it's definitely it's crazy.
You're
I don't know how much I can reveal, but
I can tell you're gonna be a hoot in Vegas. You just seem like you got lots of energy and.
I'm excited. I said I hated Vegas. I was just. With you guys, I'm pumped. How could you not be excited about this that weekend? It's going to be awesome.
I'm so excited. I can't wait for Cara Maria to paint me up. She's also an artist, an amazing artist. If you check out her Facebook, she has some art for sale.
Ooh, Emily. I'll give you the money for that later, Emily.
I'm going to jump in on that. I did not know that. Do you have a little piece of art that you could bring with you that we could put in our auction or our raffle?
I might be able to get something painted or done. Actually, you know what? I do. I actually do, and it's a Vegas-inspired poker girl. I might bring that.
That's awesome.
That would be really cool. Amazing.
I'm glad Nikki was going to say that because I was thinking that.
Yeah, because what we're doing is, yeah, at the Sunday event at Hogs and Heifers, we have a Chinese raffle, which is where we're actually instead of an auction because it's kind of cooler, and everyone can buy raffle tickets, and they're sold by the arm length or the body length, and then you can put the raffle ticket in the box of the item you want. So I'm trying to get, you know, of course, everyone to bring up something, you know, signed from their show or something like that. But if you had a piece of artwork that you could bring up, that would be amazing.
I would. You know what? I'd love to. I'll bring out my Vegas picture, and we'll see how that does.
Oh, that's awesome. And then you can just bring it to you and give it to me when you come to the meet and greet at 4 o'clock on Friday between 4 and 8.
Sure thing.
And that will be that. I'll tell you guys now since we're on the phone, actually, just so you know, I am sending emails out to everyone so they know where the hell they're going. But, yeah, that's the plan anyway.
Yeah, I know. Kenny Santucci is bringing a T-shirt from Suck Yeah, which is his new clothing company, suckyeah.com.
Yes,
his shirts are so cool.
Oh, nice.
So.
Okay, I've got to talk to that boy about that, actually. He's doing that with Evan, isn't he?
Yep, him and Evan have a clothing company. They were just actually here for the Boston Tattoo Convention, and it's their website, suckyeah.com, and their shirts are just hilarious. It's Suck Yeah, the Unexplainable Awesome. It's kind of similar to Tits, but I think it's better because it's a little bit more creative. There's more of an artistic side along with the wise ass single.
I do dig it.
Right?
It is a pretty cool line. I dig it.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's very cool.
We'll have art from Cara Maria and T-shirt Kenny.
Ellie. Hey, we still haven't heard from Ellie, which... No, it's okay. I was just wondering to give people a little bit more about Emily.
Okay, well, I'm Emily. I was on Real World Cancun, which amazingly... aired last summer, which is so weird because we've had two amazing seasons since then. But I was the hot one. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I definitely were.
And I had seven crazy, fun roommates. I mean, we brought the drama. I think we kind of set the precedent for these seasons. But, New Orleans doing a really good job, though, beating us out on the crazy. But we were definitely in Cancun, and we worked for spring break. I had an amazing time, met amazing people, and I'm just recently on this cutthroat challenge with Cara Maria. And you guys are definitely going to have to watch, once again, October 6th at 10 p.m. on MTV. And it's definitely an intense challenge, some crazy people once again. And I'm actually with Derek and Aiyah for my season as well. So
and Derek be in Vegas also, right?
Yes. He's going to be in Vegas, and I know he's in Chicago prepping for it right now, waist case. So, definitely
I
be
wish
fun.
I was in Chicago right now.
Me too.
No,
right?
I'm about ready to get on a bus to go to Vegas. So, I'll be going into Atlanta. This is the stupid part. They sent me down to Atlanta, and then let me not talk about me right now because
hey,
I'm going to have a long ass bus ride.
Nikki, before you came on, Jody from The Amazing Race was on. She said she's going to be at the event on Sunday, and I said, are you going to want to ride on the back of a Harley? And she said she sure would, so I hope you have I hope you still have room for the ladies.
Are you two going?
Well, I've got kind of a we're going to have very cool transportation to Hogs and Heifers, not only the bikes, but we have like a special little extremely gitchy Vegas transportation surprise. So,
are you two going to Hogs and Heifer?
Yeah.
For the Sunday
I'm going
too?
Wherever the party's at, I will definitely be there. I'm sure Cara Maria feels the same. So, we're taking full advantage of you guys.
Okay.
So,
make sure you destroy your cameras before Sunday because. I'm going to have to wear a, I don't know if you, do you watch Big Brother?
I have a couple of friends. I know Parker is going to be there. He was there last year. So I made some new
Parker's
Big Brother
awesome.
Friends. So I started watching the show a little bit.
Seen Have you ever saw the unis that they have to wear? Michelle Costa in season 10 had to wear one. And
okay,
she's from Boston area.
Is that uni or whatever? Are you talking about that weird outfit that looked Elton John inspired with the wig that one girl had to wear this past season?
Yeah.
That was the episode I tuned into. And I was
is that
outfit being auctioned off? I read that somewhere. I don't know. It was
funny.
Yeah, I think she auctioned hers off.
It already went for auction at just under $1,000, but there have been many seasons of Big Brother that have had unitards, and to raise enough money, Ron agreed to play beer pong in a unitard.
Wow.
So I get to wear one, and
I don't know,
it's going to be a side for sore eyes.
That's hilarious.
I said, I'm not sure that's exactly an incentive. How about you say if we raise enough money, you don't wear the unitard?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe let's talk about it. I agree. Maybe we can raise some money and, like,
Listen to me.
I have an idea.
Ron,
you'll put it on
to the competition, and then you'll yell out to everybody, all right, make a donation for me to take it off.
Ooh,
yeah,
well,
that's an ideal.
I think to get me in a unitard, there needs to be some donation.
Yes. I like that. I love that. Maybe I can give it to some girl to put on, you know.
If people start making some great donations, I'll put on a unitard. I'll do it.
Wow.
I
think it's a unitard, though. Don't you wear those in general?
But, I'm going to move to our next, and I'm planning on sitting down with you guys. I'm going to be there on the red carpet, I'm meet and greets.
Awesome.
We're going to have shows from there off and on all night throughout the week. So I can't wait to meet you guys. And I'll get your name down to a T. I'm going to practice on the bus all the way there, okay?
Name goes with a beautiful face. So.
I've seen her face, and she is beautiful.
And your mom's coming with you, right, Maria?
What?
And your mom's coming with you, right?
Yes, my mother's coming with me, and she's rocking Skull Beats, too, so it'll be a good time. She's cool,
hey,
mom.
There we go. See, I'll be partying with your mom because we're probably the same age, so.
All right. She might give you a run for your money with the dancing, but yeah.
Right on.
Okay.
She'll be in good company. There's lots of adults out there.
I'm going to have to move on because we got our next
caller.
Thank you. It was great talking to you,
Zach and Nikki and Cara Maria. I'm going in to do a double shot for you, Zach, so.
Thank you.
No, it's Ron. Ron's the one that needs a double shot. Ron's
all
the
right.
one that needs the host.
And we'll see you guys.
Okay.
We'll see you guys at the end of next week.
Yeah, can't wait.
Thank you
for having
all
us.
Right. All right.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Hey, Nikki. So, I want... Oh, wait. I muted Nikki on accident. Okay. Hey, Nikki, you there? I muted you for a second because they jumped off, and I've learned to start meeting before hanging up, because when I hang up, I lose people. I have another caller ready to call on, but do you have anything you have to announce? So 404-440, just hold on. I'll be right with you.
The only thing I want to let people know, mainly, is if they cannot make it to Vegas, you can watch the whole thing live on the Internet. It is a one-time charge pay-per-view event, covers the whole weekend. It's $19.95. The cameras go on at noon on Friday. Basically, for those first couple hours, you get to see me running around with a chicken with my head cut off, setting things up. And then you get to see the meet and greet, and there'll be a bunch of really fun interviews done at the meet and greet and kind of random craziness. And
maybe Ron will pop in there and entertain them for a little bit.
You can do that while we're setting the hell up. You can come help me set up, damn it. Screw that. And
I can't do much.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He'll put me in back to work in his place.
There we go. But you guys can, but everyone can see the whole event. To get the live feed, just go to VegasBash2010.com. And there is a big old ugly green square. I tried to make it really obvious right on the homepage that says, click here to buy the Vegas Bash event. Click there, follow the instructions. It's really easy. And you can be all set. You can chat with us. You can watch the whole thing. And it'll be a good time.
I accidentally put in the direct link into the chat room that bypassed the green thing. I do have a quick question, though. You originally were advertising a per-day amount, but there's no longer that option. Is that correct?
No, we wanted to do that, and it turns out that technically we are not able to.
Okay.
So, unfortunately... Well,
one of the things I wanted to talk to you about last night, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, we can talk more about that maybe Wednesday during the free show, or maybe Nikki can even call in Tuesday or something if we need more information, because we do have other callers. Do you want to say hey to the caller before you take off, Nikki, or do you have time? You want to sit back with us for a little bit? I don't know. Zach didn't tell me the area code. It's
4MRO. It's Eric Sanchez, winner of Amazing Race All-Stars.
And that's what I assume. Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting Eric. Eric, you're there. You're live.
You're
on the Rad Reality Show. This is Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Sorry,
we're
running a couple minutes behind. We have Nikki, who's hosting the show, Vegas Bash. And are you excited to go to Vegas and party like rock stars?
I'm definitely excited to go to Vegas. I haven't been in a while. I'm excited to see all my friends and a lot of the other, you know, great people from reality TV and fans. So I'm looking forward to it.
Very cool. It'll be good to finally meet you, Eric. That'll be very fun. I'm looking forward to it.
We spoke on the phone a couple days ago. So we've got to know each other.
Absolutely.
And Eric, you know what? This is my first time in Vegas. I actually take off in about 2 hours and a half because I have to ride a bus because I have health issues. And I can't wait to meet you, too. I've been a fan of Amazing Race, Big Brother, and Survivor all my life. And I've done this show for about a year and a half. So I'm going to meet so many people that I've never talked to before. And,
I know.
And Eric, you were one of my favorites during that season. And you were on All-Stars and your regular season, right, if I remember correctly?
Yeah. Yeah, I was on season 9.
And you won All-Stars.
And I won All-Stars.
And you won All-Stars, right?
Yes, sir.
So,
see, that's very cool.
So,
yeah,
Eric,
I got pretty lucky.
It was
the
race,
you know,
separate partners.
Yeah, two different partners, one's with my buddy and then one's with my ex-girlfriend.
Yes, I remember that. I remember
that.
Can
you hear that lady's ex-girlfriend?
Oh, I heard.
Oh. So you're on the you're all by yourself, you know. Are you looking for love in Vegas, or
I'm not sure if I'm looking. I'm looking for lust in Vegas, I guess. I'm not really. I'm not looking for anything too serious. I'm looking to have a good time. I mean, I'm always open for a good time, so I am single.
I was gonna say, no one looks for love in Vegas. They just look for lust. Come on now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is your first time going to Vegas, so you'll see how it is. But a lot of people don't act the same in Vegas as they do other places.
I'm already worried about Saturday night open bar and I've seen the movie Hangover, so I mean I've been telling people they better keep me away from Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Keep you away from Johnny Fairplay.
Oh my gosh! Now that's the one I'm looking. Hey Zach, was there a 919 calling in? Or did he have anybody else that was calling in? That was actually calling in. I want
to
pick him up. Let's see who it is, because we weren't going to take much live callers tonight. 919. We're not taking live callers, but may I ask who you are? And
how about it's Dina?
Hey Dina.
That's what I thought. Dina,
hey.
We're not taking live callers tonight.
Oh, that's fine.
But
that's fine.
But you want to say hey to Eric since you're up on the line?
Absolutely. Hey, Eric. How are you, hon?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm just waiting to find out about the Vegas Bash, and I'm going online right now to purchase that. So, and my biggest, I guess the biggest thing is I say go have a great time. Y'all deserve it. Y'all have done a fantastic job. And, Eric, you did a fantastic job. I am hooked on The Amazing Race now for the last
time. That is, and next to Big Brother, but I think Amazing Race is the one, actually not even next to Big Brother, Amazing Race is the only reality show that I really want to do because
that's the most cool thing.
But
I can't do it.
Yeah, they won't let me do it because I'm not, I'm from New Zealand and I still have a New Zealand passport. So unless you have a U.S. passport, you can't do it.
Yes, you do. It makes it a lot easier going through. I mean, it makes it fair to you because,
exactly,
you know, with
yeah.
the U.S. passport, there's a lot of different perks to get.
Although, if I was on the season that they went to New Zealand, hello, I would kick some ass. Are you kidding me?
You would. But the only thing is we could all get in New Zealand pretty easily. So you don't have that much of an advantage.
Yeah.
I know my way around there. That's my advantage. I love that down there. I thought that was really cool.
What do you think about what Jeff's doing right now, going around for free? I mean, you watched him on The Amazing Race.
Is he still in Indonesia somewhere?
He's in Thailand.
Has he made it? Okay, so he's still in that part of the world. He hasn't made it out yet.
No, but Eric, what
do you think
about him going around?
I've watched a couple episodes. Actually, I know the guys that whose show, actually, Alex and Bernie.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
Third show. But, Alex and, I'm really jealous, actually, because, I mean, the whole reason, like, I went on The Amazing Race because I wanted to travel and, you know, see more of the world and compete. And, the opportunity that Jeff has, I mean, to be CBS's golden boy and get to do all these great shows, you know, get thrown into this other adventure where, you know, it's internet-based and you get to meet all these amazing people. And it's just every day is a different adventure. You never know what's going to happen. And it's, to me, just a great experience for him. And I wish they would do an R-rated version and allow me to take part in it, you know, maybe
they
on
should.
Showtime.
You know,
Cinemax.
Hey, Eric? When we become rich and famous, we'll produce a show and we'll put you on it and then fly you around the planet to do cool shit. Because
I like the R-rated version better myself.
We're working with Alex and Burton. They actually have a show in the works right now. It's kind of like a buddy travel show that I have the potential, if it gets picked up, to host. Which would be
cool. Kind
of like, just a guy's viewpoint of vacations.
That's really cool. Now,
that's
that
awesome.
Looking to
and
be
Alex
on...
is a great guy. And,
I've
talked to him a couple times. And
are they trying to sell that to a network, or is that going to be an online thing?
I think they're looking at networks. I believe they have, you know, some people they're talking to. I don't really know how much I'm allowed to say or supposed to say.
But we need to talk.
Process.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Since I brought up Jeff, I wanted to plug something real quick in case people forgot, and this is why I brought up Jeff's name in the first place. We're going to keep Eric on for a couple more minutes, but if you haven't had, we have a bid going on. I actually have a Jeff and Jordan T-shirt that's autographed by them, and to raise a little money for my trip to Vegas, I'm looking for bids, and if you haven't bid yet, you only got till the 11:30. Send it to Paul. We haven't had no bids to you, right?
Not to me.
Other than the 100 that we have started. I mean, you can go 101, 102. Jeff and Jordan shirt, autographed. And don't forget that.
And while you're on a promotional talk here, people, or Vicky in the chat room, Nikki, wanted me to ask you to bring up that you're selling DVDs for...
Yeah, we're going to, such as Mandy and those that go to it,
when they get home, they can actually watch it.
Yeah, we're going to, Artie's going to put together, it will be a set, obviously, because it's a lot of footage. So, but yes, we'll put that together so people can order a keepsake of their fabulous time in Vegas.
Yeah, I think this weekend's going to, you know, make some good times and also probably ruin a couple lives. I mean, with all the video cameras and live feeds. It's going to be some debauchery.
Hey, Eric, I'm the one that's going to get the room the most. Are you going to the Hogs and Heifer? Are you staying for the whole Sunday thing, too?
Yeah, I actually fly out late Monday, so if anybody wants to hang out on Monday, I've got plenty of time. I'll be there hanging out.
No, so are you gonna go? So you're gonna go to the Hogs and Heifer beer pong tournament?
Yeah, I'm in for
everything.
I'm in for whatever is asked or required or expected of me. I'm there for everything. So.
You were talking about embarrassments and stuff, with the feet and stuff. Well, Ron has to wear a unitard like, the people from Big Brother because, I'm stupid and I asked somebody in the chat room to bid on my co-host, Michelle Costa, and now I have to dress like her and it's going
to
be...
No, but that's okay. Cowboy has to wear a dress, so it's going to be really funny.
Mandy, you can say
hey
to Eric.
Hi, Eric. You came on. I'm a huge fan, and my cell phone died, so I had to call another one and call in. But I don't leave until late Monday either.
See? Actually, there's quite a few people, because this year, normally everyone leaves on Sunday, but because we added the Hogs and Heifers event this year, I would say a good 80% of everyone is leaving Monday, and quite a few people have late flights out Monday. So I think it's going
to
be still pretty hopping on Monday.
That have changed their plans to leave on Monday instead of Sunday now.
Sunday might be a good night then.
Yep. Well, and honestly, you want to do that because after – the Hogs and Heifers barbecue, which, by the way, is the best barbecue in the world. Oh, my God, I can't even tell you. Seriously, it's amazing. And Hogs and Heifers is right downtown Las Vegas, one block off of Fremont Street. And that event, well, the bar's open all night, obviously, so you can stay as long as you want, but it'll be a nice opportunity for everyone to check out downtown Las Vegas and Fremont Street experience and see everyone will get a chance to see all of Las Vegas this time, so... That's going to be, I personally think that's the event I'm looking forward to the most because it's such a great bar and Michelle, who owns it, is such a fantastic lady and we're going to have great music, a live band and the food and the beer. It's just going to be good times.
You know what? Guys, I have to chime in. This is my, I have to chime in. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the clock. We got a few minutes left. And I'm sitting here, we're talking about all the stuff that's going on, and in a few minutes I get to take off to start on my journey. And I'm just sitting here, I almost about ready to cry because I've done this show for...
I'm so excited!
Excitement. Dude, you don't know how much I'm looking forward to this. I've had the biggest crush on Eric and Landon for the longest time. I mean, come on. If she's been on my show. We're both Bears fans. To meet her for the first time, I'm going to be like, I am going to be that Uger fan. I know I am. I'm going to be that Uger.
Just take it slow, and, magic happens in Vegas. You never know.
Oh.
Couple
I
beers
know that
in.
Ain't going to happen because her man's going to be there. But,
yeah, I was just going to say, Adam, he's coming with her, so I'm thinking, not so much.
Oh, he just called me her soulmate on my first, one of my first, but I'm just excited, Eric. And I'm kind of glad we got you up here on the last interview, because like I said, I'm about ready to start my amazing race.
There you go.
Say that.
Yes.
Ron's amazing race
how often
adventure.
Does the Amazing Race family get together? Has it been a while since you've seen some of the people that you're looking forward to seeing, meeting up again with in Vegas?
What's funny is I've actually – the Amazing Racers as a whole don't really have any big events they do. I've kept in touch with a lot of my own castmates, and I'll see them at the various charity events. Mostly, honestly, I see I've got to know a lot more survivors throughout the years through different events, and they seem to be a little bit more willing to, jump into things. But I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of survivors, to be honest with you, and a couple racers,
this
too.
This year, I don't know if you've met, but Jordan and Dan, who won this last season.
Yeah, I met Jordan in Orlando a couple months ago.
And I love him. Oh, my God.
He's a really good guy. I actually
nice
play
guy,
we play Scrabble online together.
Oh, that's funny. And
well,
then
we're
the
just
two detectives. Yeah,
Louie
the
and
two
Michael.
Detectives, Louie and Michael, are coming.
Yeah,
you know,
those guys are entertaining.
Nikki, can you do
yep.
me a favor? Can you do me a favor? Can you call them maybe tomorrow for me? Or can you get a hold of them? Do you have their contact?
Yeah.
And see if they can maybe pop in, because Michelle's going to fly with them out, right?
Yeah,
we want
the
them
flight.
To try to pop. We would like to pop them in tomorrow night if they have time.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
for
then
the
they
7
can
o'clock.
Talk on the phone so they can, like, meet before they get on the plane together.
And
yeah,
one,
yeah.
You
so
guys,
if you could do that for me. I might
you
call you
stuff
after.
Going on all week or what?
I want to do a show almost every day. I do a show almost Monday, Tuesday. I do my show every day almost.
Yeah.
And I'll be probably doing a show almost every day.
Nikki, there was
this week.
Question earlier about whether Megan and Shane are attending or not. Do you have any confirmation yet?
Okay, I'm...
Well, don't say it if you don't want to. It's just that Kevin announced...
No,
you
know what? I'm on. The only reason I'm not sure, to be quite frank, is I've spoken to so many people over this last few days. I'm kind of losing track.
I understand.
So
it's all blending together.
If someone shows up and they, you know, and hopefully I didn't forget anybody. Let's put it that way.
You know what?
But I'm not positive.
I just know. I want to know this one. Is Katie going to be there before I can smack on her a little bit? Smack on her.
Katie Upton. Katie Upton.
Yeah,
you have
Katie
her
from,
on your list. The
yeah.
beauty
oh, yeah,
queen
yeah,
from last
coming.
Season.
Oh, my gosh, I can't
oh,
wait.
Oh, gotcha, yeah, Brett and Katie. Yeah, Katie's hot.
Yeah, Katie's
yeah,
coming,
Katie's
of hot. Course. She's not coming. She's by herself now, too. So, hey, there you go.
Yeah.
There's a commonality there, Eric.
Yeah, we got a little bit of we got something in common. I also
That's
met her
right.
ex-boyfriend, Brent. I met him a couple months ago. So,
ah.
I don't know. I think she has a boyfriend. I'm not sure. Hopefully she doesn't bring him.
Amen to that.
That's funny.
Yeah, no,
hey,
Katie's coming with a girlfriend, so.
People in the chat room are wanting me to do this real quick, so I want to do this real quick. Like I was saying, if you want to donate for the shows that I'm doing, even if you give me $5, you know, before I can, like, you know, get more minutes. It's the Rad Cards. It's Rad Cards at AOL.com. AOL.com. Some people in the chat room was wanting that before they can know how to donate through PayPal. And like I said, if you do it by tonight, midnight, you will get a guarantee autograph. And also, like I said, if you just give me a $5, one of the shows, I'll make sure your name gets, you know, shout out. And I'm going to do – have you guys heard of Klitsch? It's a way of – you can call in. It's a phone thing. You can call in and you can, like – tweet it, and I'm going to be doing that throughout the week. So, phone in the hello. Anybody?
Hello.
I'm listening to the background noise of somebody. So,
we'll stop that.
Not me. I'm outside.
Well. You know, actually, Eric, I was going to say, you want to say your last words, and we'll talk. I'm planning on sitting down with all you guys in Vegas, and we'll talk and do an in-depth interview there, and I'll be on
the
red carpet.
No worries. I mean, I'm pretty much old news. I just have a good time, made a lot of good friends, and just enjoying life. So looking forward to meeting everybody I haven't met and, you know, and hoping to have a good time. That's all.
That's
low
cool.
Key.
You're not that old news. People will still know who you are.
Yeah, but you know, I just try and stay out of as much as I can these days. Only,
no TMZ for
events.
You.
No, not at
you
all.
You let other people. Well, thank you, and I'll talk. We will talk to you guys. Say goodbye to him.
All right, Eric. See you in a few days, son.
Yeah, bye, Nikki. Take it easy. I'll talk to you guys later.
All righty, bye.
Talk to you later.
Bye bye.
Meyer.
Okay. We got to go soon. That's why I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you guys, I got to sign off because I've got to get back with someone before I have to, before they go somewhere so I can take care of a last-minute flight issue I have to deal with, of course. So for everyone who's out there, I look forward to meeting everyone who's coming. And for those of you who are not, we'll go get the live feed, and we'll definitely give you the shout-out, and you can be part of the fun. And, Ron, I will see you in a couple days.
Yes, it sounds like Big John said you had to come and pick me up at 2 o'clock.
He did, yeah, uh-huh. Gee, can you hear the crickets in the background?
You know, I still don't know if it's 2 o'clock your time or 2 o'clock my time.
Well, that's kind of an important bit of information there, babe. You know,
it doesn't
might need
say,
to know that.
So I'll call you guys on my cell phone.
Okay, cool.
And everything. So,
all right,
Nikki,
you guys, everyone, no problem. Thank you for having me, as always, and I will
see you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday. Hey, just to let you know, I got to say one thing to you before you go.
Yeah.
Please do not cook no wet noodles and beat me with it, because I think I made it up.
Oh, see, I forgot all about that. You just blew it, baby.
Oh, shit. Paul, look what you did to me.
Heck, what do you mean?
You did that.
You're the one
fault.
That had to call in and give me props tonight.
No.
It's your fault. So wait till you beat Paul with it. I'm just joking. I don't care. He can beat me. I don't know how much of a wet noodle really hurt.
It's a long-lasting friendship, so I say hail to the wet noodles.
There we go.
Well,
talk
to you later,
guys.
Nikki.
Talk to you later,
guys.
Bye.
Bye, Nikki.
Oh, man. Okay, yes, anybody that is going to Vegas, I will be giving you guys my cell phone number. In 30 minutes, it will start to activate and everything. So I will make sure you get a Vicky. Vicky's asking me in a private message, but I don't feel like typing right this second.
All right, so Ron, what's the name of the girl you're going to reference on the bus?
So I'm going to be giving it out before I go. I got to get stuff together. We have 3 minutes. Anybody want to bid on that shirt, or is my mystery bidder going to get it for $100? So this is the time to do it. It looks like, Paul, you don't have no private messages, right?
No.
So, you're not over there not taking them. I'm just joking, because I'm gonna give some shout outs actually to people that are that has donated and have done stuff for me. And I know a couple people ain't listening right now, but you can tell. Freaky Mom, Christina, she organized a thing where she organized people to send me clothes and stuff, and I want to say thank you to her. I don't think Lori is in the chat room right now. Thank you to her. We have 90 seconds left, and I'm just going to go ahead. Paul won the shirt. It was Paul who is the donator. So, Paul, you won the shirt. I know you're going to, you will love that shirt. I probably will have to mail it to you. But when I mail the other thing I owe you still. I do want to say thank you to Joe for I just been told that she's buying me In-N-Out burgers. So that's awesome. And I know Lori and actually tomorrow's show is going to be brought to you from what's Lisa's last name? Lisa and Michael, is it DiCalpio? Is that how you say her name, Paul?
For who? Oh,
Lisa
Del Campo.
And Michael.
Del Campo.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're bringing you the show tomorrow night. Thank you for donating the money. Like I said, if you want to donate, you can go to theredrealityshow.com. You want to have shows, Oh, man. Big John, thank you. And Cherry Garcia, I know there's 100 people a few more people that have gave. Michelle Costa,
Zach.
I probably lost stream. Zach, you haven't done shit. No, I'm just joking. Zach has helped too.
I have donated. In fact, I donated and used better remember to pack my Shima photo tonight.
Oh, shit. Hey, Zach, I will mail that to you because I totally got to find it. And I don't want to bring stuff that might get totally, you should have reminded me sooner.
I just remembered about today, too. I was like, that's right, he's supposed to bring that one.
Yeah, you know what? I might find it and throw it in with my stuff in a second. Totally forgot about it. Oh, guys, am I stream done? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's probably done, but...
So, talk to you guys tomorrow night from somewhere unknown.
Looking forward.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.